Every now and then, it pays to go back to basics, both to ensure that we're getting them right and to remind ourselves of what's really important. And the single most important thing of all is how you're going to spend your eternity, because, hey, eternity is a very, very long time. It never ends. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, this is something that God is very clear on, that when we die, our soul will live on forever, either in His presence or in a tormented separation from Him in that state that Jesus Himself calls hell. It's a strong and consistent theme throughout the Bible, and one that's not open to watering down into some wishy-washy, "Nah, sure, I'm not perfect, but God loves me, so I'll be fine" kind of thing. Do you really want to bet your eternity on that level of uncertainty? So how is it that you can ensure that you're headed in the right direction? That was the concern of this man who just witnessed a powerful miracle. Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 29. The jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." The only way to be saved from an eternity of punishment in hell is to believe in Jesus. And we're not talking about some distant intellectual tick-in-the-box mental assent, but trusting your whole life into His hands, lock, stock, and barrel. So what must you do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Now, please don't forget that I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called When God Speaks. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com.